Country Club FM.
It's the Bob Almanac. Neil, are you ready? Neil?
Let's do it.
And turn his mic on. It is the Bob Almanac today. Let's get you the date, update you with what date it is. I don't even know what it is. It's Tuesday, February 25th, 56th day of 2020. We have 310 days left to go. Got that special leap day coming up on Saturday. 1836, Samuel Colt, our patent of the day. Samuel Colt, the Colt 45, received his patent for that pistol this date, and basically was the first multi-shot revolving cylinder revolver, enabling the firearm to be fired multiple times without reloading. It was revolutionary in the industry of firearms, and Samuel Colt, he did it. One of the men who built America. Colt 45, this date, 1836. 1919, thanks, Oregon. They became the first state to put a tax on gasoline, the first ever gas tax. If they didn't do that, well, some other state would have done it eventually. Oregon just happened to be the first one. It was 1 cent per gallon. It's a little higher than that now. You got to pay for the roads somehow, some way. Why not the gas tax? People are pumping gas. They're using the roads. I guess it makes sense. So I guess Oregon was actually pretty smart there. 1926, Francisco Franco becomes Spain's youngest general. Generalissimo Franco. He's 33 years old. I got to check on something, though, first.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Okay, so he is still dead, but this day, 1926, he was not dead. He was a general. 1964, boxing.
Bedlam breaking out. Bedlam busting out here.
So great, I don't have a mark on my face.
Yes.
And I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest.
Right.
I told the world, I talk to God every day. If God's with me, can't nobody be against me, Sonny. I shook out the world.
It was Muhammad Ali after his fight. Actually, he was still Cassius Clay at that time. He was a 7-1 underdog. He knocked out Sonny Liston to win the world heavyweight boxing title. The very next day, he would change his name to Muhammad Ali as he took Islam as his religion. 1964, a legend was born, and there he is quoting that. I am the greatest. He used that throughout his career, of course, and it kind of began right then and there, I think. 1964. 1977 on the hardwood.
68 for Maravich, and a steal. Look at him fight for this ball. The Pistols doing it all. A great ball game.
Pistol Pete Maravich, 68 points. He would shortly thereafter, after that highlight, foul out of the game, or he could have scored a few more. 68 points. That was an NBA record for the most points in a game by a guard. You know, Will Chamberlain scored 100, you know, a couple of decades before, but those were all easy dunks and easy layups underneath the basket, rebounds. Here you had Pete Pistol Maravich going to the basket, jump shot, leaners, fadeaways, all those things that amassed a total of 68 points this date in New Orleans. He's playing for the New Orleans Jazz, 1977. More sports here for you. 81. I remember watching this game on Receptive Channel 9.
The bench is empty. A wild scene at the Boston Garden bench. As the Minnesota players come off, this was Greg Smith, as far as I could see, Keith Crowder and Marco Barron starting that.
And the you knew it was going to be a night full of brawls when Bobby Smith fought 7 seconds into the game because Boston was going after him. The Bruins always tried to intimidate the North Stars. The North Stars said enough is enough, and they took matters into their own hands. Heck, they took the fights into the crowd. Fights were up into everything. Was it Steve Payne? I can still remember somebody was up in the crowd. It might have been Steve Payne. I remember watching it on TV. It was a record. It was the NHL's most penalized game. It still is to this date. 84 penalties, 392 minutes. The North Stars in Boston. The funny thing about that, the Bruins had always pushed around the North Stars. North Stars had not won in Boston for a long period of time. Guess what? Later on in the playoffs that year, in 81, they went to Boston, they win the series, and of course they then went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals before losing to the New York Islanders. It was a brouhaha, it was a melee, it was this date in 1981. How about 86?
Beneath the bedroom, her wardrobe, a veritable department store of shoes and clothing. Bought in bulk, 2,200 shoes, often several colors, same design. Friends say they were only spares.
She bought her shoes in bulk. Imelda Marcos. This was the date that Marcos, Imelda, and Ferdinand, they fled the Philippines. They had announced that they had won the election, and then people revolted because they knew that they hadn't won the election. It was a tainted, it was a fixed election. Corazon Aquino actually became the president. Meanwhile, the Marcoses fled Philippines, and I believe we gave them asylum and exile in Hawaii. And poor Imelda had to leave all those shoes behind. You know, on the helicopter, they only had room for so many shoes on their way to Hawaii. That was this date in 86, 87.
What do you want?
I want the truth.
Frank Sinatra, guest stars.
So far, you're on a lousy investigation.
This way. That's Frank Sinatra on an episode of Magnum PI, a very special. Obviously, it was just a rating stunt, right? Sweeps week. Frank Sinatra on Magnum PI this date in 87, 89.
Landry quietly emptied 29 years of his life into cardboard boxes. He says he's not bitter, change comes with a new owner, and that people will forget him soon.
Tom Landry. Oh, no, we won't forget you, Tom Landry. Tom Landry was fired unceremoniously, really, by Jerry Jones, who had just taken over the Cowboys. I think that was his first day on the job as Cowboy owner. And they brought Jimmy Johnson in even before they had fired Tom Landry. It was not handled very well this date, 1989. Tom Landry, he's up there as one of the great coaches in the history of the NFL. 29 years as the head coach of the Cowboys, and that's how they said goodbye. But he handled it with class. 1995, Lyle Lovett. Something about stars and celebrities and motorcycles, they do not mix. Lyle Lovett broke his collarbone riding a motorcycle in Mexico on this date. His collarbone was busted. His hair was fine. His hair had actually helped break his fall. He would have had several more injuries if not for that hair. Lyle Lovett, 1995. In 2018...
That is also banned in China, as well as Winnie the Pooh, because he's often compared physically to Winnie the Pooh. Now, bafflingly, the letter N is also out now, hence the headline from The Guardian, Caesared instead of Censored. No one really knows why, but perhaps it's something to do with that the fact that N terms in office is greater than two now, of course, with them removing these presidents.
I don't know what that is, but this date that China 2 years ago banned the letter N. They banned Winnie the Pooh, which was bad enough. And I don't know if they banned Eeyore or Piglet, but Winnie the Pooh was banned because they always compared the leader to looking like Winnie the Pooh. And then they banned the letter N. This date, China, widespread censorship efforts. They would probably also censor the Bob Almanac. That would be a tough day. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Sarah Jessie Raphael, she's one of those talk show hosts, or used to be. She's 85. Sally Jessie Raphael, a lot of controversial topics on her show, won a daytime Emmy. Bob Schieffer.
This is the CBS Evening News.
And this is Bob Schieffer reporting. Good evening. Today on Face the Nation, we knew you real political junkies would be up to join us this morning.
Bob, I can't tell you. Schieffer, he was a big-time newsman, very well respected on CBS, recently retired. He's 83 today. We know her simply, at least I refer to her simply, as Ma.
A wood floor. Real glass windows. Room for the girls and one for us.
Don't forget, a door that locks.
That too. Now if I hear wolves at night, I won't be afraid.
Yeah, but you know, the one time wolves did attack the house, Caroline, and you and Pa weren't there, the kids went to the barn. You put a house with a wood floor and a door lock, and then they go to the barn. I mean, that was just, talk about a plot hole. Karen Grassel, who played Caroline Ingalls. Carolyn is, as Charles said, Caroline. Ms. Ingalls, as Ms. Olson would say. 78, obviously one of my heroes. So happy birthday to Caroline Ingalls, 78 today. Carl Eller, Moose, one of the greatest ever to play defensive line. Of course, played for the Minnesota Vikings. Carl Eller, also a former Golden Gopher, 1942 this date, so that makes him 78. Ric Flair, the nature boy, is 71.
I'll strike it through with you,
don't want to be like Mike. Don't want to be like the Nature Boy.
He loved doing his woo. He's Ric Flair. He was a Minneapolis, Minnesota guy. I think he wrestled in just about every wrestling alliance. The NWA, the WWF, the WWE, the WCW, the AWA. I think he wrestled Jimmy Hoffa in the AFL-CIO. The CWD, the, you know, whatever. Ric Flair, 71 today. Kurt Rambis, the former coach of the Timberwolves. Another one of those guys that, just like every other Timberwolves coach, when they leave after they're fired, well, those are 2 years I'll never get back again. Kurt Rambis, who looked like the accountant of the Lakers when he played. Looked like they just went to the front office. We need a guy to play power forward. You're big. Come on, let's go. He was a gritty player, though. He was effective on those championship teams of the Lakers. He is 62 today. Carrot Top, I don't know. You may find him funny.
I was stuck in that traffic in the air the other day with Clinton, too. Took forever. Got yelled at by the flight attendant. We're coming into land. She yells at me. She's like, you need to put your tray table up, sir. We're getting ready to land the plane. Yes. Have you ever heard that? Put your tray table up. We're getting ready to land. Like, the pilot can't land the plane and my tray table down. Like, they're going, what? What the heck is wrong with the damn plane? Jeez, is somebody's tray table down?
It's funny. I was on a flight not long ago, and I was just thinking about that because the stewardess came by and the flight attendant said, you got to put your tray up. I'm going, you know, how would that affect? But I guess it's to be prepared if there is any issue, of course, turbulence and whatnot. Carrot Top is 55. He's a prop comic, which doesn't work very well on radio. Let's be honest. He's 55. He was Rudy.
Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to go to school here. And ever since I was a kid, everybody said it couldn't be done. I always listened to them, believe what they said. I don't want to do that anymore.
He wasn't just Rudy. He was also a hobbit. Wasn't he not Samwise in Lord of the Rings? Sean Astin. Happy birthday today. He's 49 on our list today. And we have one more living and breathing birthday.
Oh, things are going really well. Are they? Mm. They are. That's great. That's so great. I want to hear more about how happy you are with Pam. Can you tell me more about that? Thank you so much for coming to Utica and breaking my copier and telling me how well things are going in your relationship.
Jealous Karen was a funny Karen. She played Karen on The Office, Rashida Jones. Quincy Jones is her father. Rashida Jones is 44. Neil, are you ready for the Gone But Not Forgottens?
I'm ready, Jim.
Huh? Oh, yeah, okay. Zeppo Marx, comedian, actor, one of the Marx Brothers. 1901, Sam Goody. The big question is Goody got it? We're not sure, but he's the one who gave us the Sam Goody record store. Record store founder Sam Goody, 1904.
Well, you haven't got the knack of being idly rich. You see, you should do like me, just snooze and dream. Dream and snooze. The pleasures are unlimited.
That's me, Mr. Howell.
Oh, Mr. Howell, Jim Backus. He was, of course, Mr. Magoo as well. But as Thurston Howell III, Jim Backus, probably the only one who could play that role and play it well. 1913, Gone But Not Forgotten. Ralph Stanley. One of the pioneers of bluegrass. He had his Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Here's performing with the Clinch Mountain Boys. He contributed to the Old Brother We're Out There movie and soundtrack. Ralph Stanley is, well, he's gone but not forgotten, of course, Neil.
Huh?
Yeah, he's gone but not forgotten. So 1927, Larry Gelbart, the man who gave us MASH. 1928, Tommy Newsom filled in when Doc wasn't there. Is Doc here tonight? No, it's Tommy Newsom who would fill in, part of the Tonight Show band. 1929, Farron Young.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, and a tree full of honey.
Farron Young, a long string of hits, including that one that George Strait would later redo and make it a hit again.
Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living.
1932, Farron Young, gone but not forgotten, one of the Beatles.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got
George Harrison, the youngest Beatle. There was some confusion with his birthday. In fact, in 1992, Harrison was quoted as saying, you know, I only learned recently after all these years that the date and time of my own birth have always been off by one day and about a half hour. His birthday is actually February 24th. So you might see his birthday 24th, 25th. We decided to go with the 25th. George Harrison, 1943. And Davey Allison, NASCAR racer. Didn't die in a NASCAR race. Died in a helicopter crash. We've had, you know, some of those, and we've been talking about those. Another reason to avoid helicopters. Davey Allison, 1961. And now, Neil, they're all gone, but not forgotten. There you go. That's the Bob Almanac for today. I'll host this Bobathon, kick off a no-repeat workday, and then, of course, the All Request Lunch Hour live in Osseo today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLC.